Good evening and welcome to the December meeting of the Faulkner County Quorum Court. Please join me in standing as Justice Chris Kendrick will lead us in invocation and pledge.
Dear Heavenly Father God, we thank you for this day, Lord God. I thank you for everybody here, for caring about our community and our government, God. And I just ask you to give us wisdom tonight as we make decisions that impact our community, and just watch over everyone as we go throughout this Christmas season. Amen.
Amen. Amen.
Pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Thank you. You may be seated. We have roll call, please.
Yes, Your Honor. Allison.
Here.
Coates.
Present.
Kendricks.
Here.
Knight.
Here.
Lahosky.
Here.
Lyon.
Here.
Meeks.
Here.
Moss. Pearson.
Here.
Schock.
Here.
Strain.
Here.
Tyler.
Here.
Yorgi.
Here.
Perfect timing.
Just in time. Let the record show there is a quorum tonight. Next item on our agenda is approval of the journal, November journal. What's your pleasure?
Motion to approve the journal.
Do we have a second?
Motion
and second. Are there any additions or changes or deletions? Hearing none, all in favor of approval as presented indicate so by saying aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Journal will be approved. Officers' reports. Do we have a sheriff's department? I see the chief back there. Welcome, Chief Chad Woolley. Sheriff-elect Chad Woolley, I should say.
So our November 2025 sheriff. I think it's the very bottom.
Now it's on.
Here we go.
All right. Sheriff stats for November of 25. Our Unit 1 average head count was 167. Our Unit 2 male was 152. Our females were 59. And our juvenile was 12. Intakes was 294, releases 290. Looking back historically, that looks a little bit low, but we're in the process of a new jail management software. So those numbers, I'm going to have to check those. They seem a little low. Number of vacant positions in the jail, 6. We're doing fairly well there. Average ADC inmates housed was 39. Total number of calls to the Faulkner County Sheriff's Office was 1,809. Out of those, 78 domestics, 37 thefts, criminal mischief, 107 animal calls, looks like one animal citation, and the reserve unit put in 213 hours. Our criminal investigation division assigned 39 cases, they closed 11. It looks like we made 76 transports. And you can see the breakdown between the extraditions there. And that's our report for November, Judge.
Thank you. Any questions for Chief Sheriff-elect Woolley?
Judge.
Justice Lahosky.
Chief Woolley, you came a while back ago and asked us for an increase for your jail administrator position because you're having a hard time finding good candidates.
Yes, sir.
I recently saw maybe a Facebook post or something where you got a new jail administrator. Is that correct?
Absolutely.
Can you tell us what you're most excited about with your new jail administrator?
Yeah, so Doug Hunter, if you hadn't seen, Doug goes back, his law enforcement career spans back to about 1985. So he's been around a long time. He's great. He's got great leadership qualities that we look forward to at the sheriff's office. He hit the ground running kind of prior to taking office, looking at things, reading over, and he's already making changes, and I think he's going to do an outstanding job.
Perfect. Thank you so much.
Yes, sir.
Thank you for that. I would echo everything the chief said and just multiply it by two if I were able to do that. Terrific hire. Congratulations. I look forward to it's Captain Hunter, is that right? So Captain Hunter, welcome aboard if you happen to be watching online. Next report is the Treasurer's Report, and I think Jennifer Massey, do you have that report today?
I don't have anything to report today since we had the budget meeting last week, but I can read the numbers if you'd like. or answer any questions that you have.
Any questions for Jennifer? Thank you so much. Next report, statement of operations, I should have said, is included in your, I think it's tab number 3 of your reports there for your review. Next, let's go to the administrator's report. Administrator Randy Higgins.
Thank you, Your Honor. First thing I'd like to report is going in January, we will be going total tablets for the justices. So this will be the last time that you'll get your books. We're based on the last couple of months of just doing some testing, there'll be a little bit of a format change in January that I think will make it a little more user-friendly, but we're trying to save a few trees. Our office staff today on days of quorum court, they spend hours and hours along with IT putting these together, and they threw a little party this afternoon because this is the last of the books, so they're excited about that. Unit 2 Max, quick update. The subcontracts and subcontractors have been selected. So we've gone through the bid process, worked with our project managers at NABHOST to select the subcontractors. We're currently overloading the county attorney's office to review contracts and to get terms and conditions solidified. That's coming in now. Mark your calendars. Groundbreaking will be January the 14th. You will be seeing invitations. The time is not settled yet because we do have some people flying in from out of state for that, and we have some coordinating to do, but right now it's scheduled for January the 14th. Any questions for me?
Quick question. Would it be possible maybe to just keep a pen and paper up here or accessible for justice of the peace?
We can have you guys notepads and pens ready to go.
That'd be great.
Good suggestion. Not a problem. All right.
Justice All right. Yorgi.
We can talk about that. I mean, typically, Margaret knows better than I do, but typically all of the documents are available by Friday afternoon on the website. Honestly, that's where I go to get them. So I don't know that we've talked about a change of that at this point. That doesn't mean we can't look at it.
Most likely they won't download it until the night before because we make changes sometimes all the way up until that time. So most likely they won't have them on that Google Drive until the night of the or that morning.
Okay. All right. Thank you, Your Honor.
Thank you, Randy. Next, the ARP and Road Administrator's Report, Tom Anderson.
Thank you, Your Honor. The ARP report, there was only a little over $70,000 spent since the last report. The two big expenditures are the Fauner County Animal Shelter. They're about to wind up their project there with ARP. And then the Stop DV is on page 4. That's about 3 months' worth of salaries and supplies that they use the funds for. That's why that number spiked up a little bit. We will start auditing each project the first of the year just to tidy it up for the big audit. From my understanding, it's going to be a pretty good audit all the way across the board, not just here but everywhere across the country. And we're getting everything tidied up for that probably sometime in 27 or 28 is when that's expected. Subject to questions, that's my ARP report, Your Honor.
Any questions?
If I may, Your Honor.
Justice Lyon.
So I'm assuming, I know you'll discuss this in January, but everything seems on track for all the monies to be spent in timely fashion?
Yes, and in fact, if you remember, we said at the end of June we're going to look to see, reevaluate, see if we need to start shifting monies. Okay. But we feel pretty good about it right now.
Thank you. Mm-hmm.
Good question always with ARP. Any other questions?
All right, the road report. This is a year-end recap. I listed the roads that we treated with each preservation treatment. The asphalt we did almost 16 miles. The chip seal we did 19 miles, a little over. Cape seal 11. We replaced South Bolden Hill Bridge. That bridge flooded out and washed out a few years ago, and we got a mitigation grant from through Adam to offset part of that cost. That was started and completed this year. And in total, we treated 45.9 miles with all of our preservation treatments. Additionally, we had two snow/winter response events. We attended to 123 roads and our intersections. Prior to the snow or ice falling with our brine, we put out 16,000 gallons of salt brine. And then once the snow started, the ice, we plowed 134 roads, used 240 tons of sand, 150 tons of salt, and 750 pounds of calcium chloride. As I said in the road report or the meeting last week with the committee, we've developed a new application method for our salt brine. It's a pressurized spray boom. We hope that covers more and more efficiently and applies a more even coating across the road. We're looking forward to putting that into practice when the need arises. Subject to questions, that concludes my report.
Any questions?
Yes, Your Honor. Mr. Anderson, can you provide an update on the road shop construction?
Sure. As you know, we did some of the dirt work to the north of where the plan is going to be. We are about finished with that. We're down to grade now on that. The last little bit was a bit of a difficult go. We hit some pretty hard rock, so it slowed the progress down. We completed our first contract last week with A&B Dirt. They're going to start on the foundation hopefully by the end of the year.
Thank you.
Justice Lyon.
All right, Tom, one more question.
That's okay.
By chance, any quick updates on any of our RDOT projects?
We got permission to advertise the Skunk Hollow 286 this week. That's in the works. And then I haven't heard any feedback on the public input on the Elliott Road Highway 25 project since that was happening.
Thank you.
Mm-hmm. Same here. Any other questions?
Just a question on that 286 Skunk Hollow. Thank you, Judge.
Yes.
Whenever you mean advertise, you put it out for contractors to bid on the work?
That's correct.
Does that mean the funding's all lined out and everything, or is there still a funding?
We budgeted for that for next year's budget, okay. And then we're getting about $1 million grant from the highway department, too.
Perfect.
And all that's right. In place. That once they went through all their wickets, they could then give us the permission to start advertising.
Great. Thank you.
Mm-hmm.
So really the question I heard was, is that go? And, yes, we're go for that. And so we're really on others' timelines, not our own. But I get a surprising, Tom, I don't know how many reach outs you get on that. Justice Lahosky, that's your area, right? I don't know how many you get. But I get a lot. And I don't know about you, but every time I turn that corner, I just grit my teeth and think, I can't believe there are not more wrecks. There are already too many there. That's going to be a real safety improvement. No doubt. That's going to make it much, much safer. Also, Tom, seeing no other questions, I just did want to congratulate you again on just the improvements, you know, in as we go into winter, improvements to our winter program. They continue to push the envelope on that entire program. I think that really just fits with what Faulkner County expects in 2025. In this day and age. So great job.
Thank you, Your Honor.
Great job to everyone out there. Any other questions? Thank you, Tom.
Thanks.
Administrator Higgins, thank you so much. Both those administrators are really high energy. I don't really have to tell you guys how valuable they are to the county, but it helps to tell them thank you from time to time. We really appreciate your leadership. I do. And they do the work of seems like two people each. So thank you. Thank you both. Next item on our agenda, standing committee reports. As always, we'll start to the far right of me, and that is Justin Knight in Infrastructure.
Thank you, Your Honor. Infrastructure and Roads met last week, and we got an update from Administrator Tom. He provided an update on the amount of roads that they resurfaced, which is right at 46 miles, and then the amount of salt brine and sand that they did. And so, yes, we met. Thank you.
Thank you. Next, we have Courts and Public Safety, Justice Coates.
Thank you, Judge. Courts and Public Safety did meet last week. We have proposed Ordinance 2535, which is moving the emergency squad's oversight from the Sheriff's Department to OEM before the court tonight. During our meeting, we also had Judge Carnahan come and speak with us a little bit about changing some of his security for his court, but that's something that we're going to have to deal with a little bit further down the road. But other than that, that is all we had.
Next, we have Budget and Justice Tyler Lahosky.
Thank you, Judge. We met last week, and we passed two ordinances for the full court tonight, an adjustment to the annual budget and then an appropriation, regular appropriation. Thank you.
Very good. Thank you. And Justice Kendrick, Personnel.
Judge, Personnel met last week, and we forwarded two appointments to the court tonight that we'll hear. That's all I've got. Thank you.
Very good. Thank you. And so next we come to public comments. Any public comments? I heard there might be one.
Just prop up what you said and also Tom's report. I still am a proponent that we have a road department that's second to none in the state. I've watched this county grow from over the past 50 years, go from pig trails to basically superhighways. And it's quite an improvement, and it's due to a good road department and the Faulkner County road tax. Thank you. And we need to keep that where it is. Thank and you. Also, I hadn't been back till last week, and since the remodel process was done, looks immaculate. Looks very good. Good job.
Thank you.
My papa would say, looks like somebody lives here.
Very good. Very good. Thank you so much for that. Any other public comment tonight? Moving right along, thank you again for those comments. We go to special reports. Any special reports tonight? Seeing none, moving along. Old business, is there any business, old business to be brought before the court tonight? Seeing none, new business. Tab number three will be amended Ordinance 25-33, 2026 annual budget.
Judge, I make a motion for the passage of proposed amended ordinance 25-33.
Second.
Motion and a second. Can we have a reading, please?
Proposed ordinance amended 25-33 be enacted by the Quorum Court, Faulkner County, State of Arkansas, an ordinance entitled an appropriation ordinance to establish the annual operating budget for calendar year 2026 and to declare an emergency.
Okay. Justice Lahosky.
Thank you, Judge. Justices, we find ourselves with this ordinance in a unique situation. So because of this fun animal that keeps rearing its head called the 27th pay period, what this is about, the reason we've had to go back and amend this is because of the state constitution and because we're making our payments on December 31st of this year for that 27th pay period, our elected officials cannot make less money in 2026 than they did in 2025, and that's by constitution. That's by statute. So basically the difference is giving them a 0.84% cost of living, well, it's not even cost of living, just an increase in their 2026 budget so that they are not getting paid less than what they were being paid in 2025. That's the crux of it. Now, the other asterisk in that is it's within their current term. So if we wanted to go back in 2027, because that will be the beginning of a new term, and adjust that back, we could do that if we wanted to. But that's what the Constitution says. They can't get paid less in a year in their current term, from 1 year to the next in their current term. Does that make sense? I wasn't real super clear on that explanation, but but that's why we have this in front of us today.
Yeah. So can I ask you a question?
I'm sorry, Judge. I will yield my time.
I just want to check. So the 3% cost of living – increase did not put them over what they were going to make this year with the 27 pay period.
Correct.
And this is just bringing them up from the 3% increase that we budgeted to the what they'll draw on those 27 payments.
It should put them level, yes. Okay. So based on Scott's calculations.
And so it's not doing the 27 pay periods, then 3%. It's doing the 3%, then bringing them level. That's what I need to know.
Very good. So we've had a brief introduction there. Any questions? I should say a synopsis.
There also is. We spoke during the budgeting process about an item in the maintenance budget that, for some reason, didn't like make it into the final print. So this also puts an extra $40,000 into the maintenance budget that we had all talked about and assumed, and it was in all the calculations. And for some reason, it just didn't make it into the final version.
Good question.
Justice Pearson?
Was money moved out of anywhere to make room for these increases?
Margaret, do you know the answer to that?
I do not know the answer to that.
I think it's just taken out of County General.
Well, part of it's out of County General. I gave a sheet out last week, so I don't have it in front of me today, but there's three of us that come out of County General. The judge comes half out of County General, half out of road. And then you've got three that come out of 1805.
So it's all money.
Wait, two out of 1805 and one out of 3006. So it's not all coming out of County General, and their budgets get to sustain it.
And it's all money. It's new money being taken out of these funds assigned to these salary line items. The total impact to County General was like $4,000 or something like that. Like it was small, and then it was even smaller in the other funds of which the county electeds get paid out of.
I guess I'm just saying, you know, we passed a balanced budget, and now we're passing a balanced budget with a little bit of
a little bit more.
So where did it come from? Did the projections change? Did something get cut from somewhere? How does that work?
None of that changed. We just had
coming from unappropriated money.
Yeah,
there was still money to appropriate, so we didn't use all the money to balance to start with. So there was still money that could be appropriated.
Thank you.
Good question. Justice Yorgi?
Yeah, Tyler, you mentioned that there was a maintenance item that had been excluded accidentally from the first version of this. Could you point us to where exactly that is in the budget?
Let me answer that. Yeah, I'll let Margaret get that.
Okay. I don't have the budget open in front of me, but it's down toward the bottom. There's a $40,000, I think, in capital outlay. The $40,000 was approved. It just that when the numbers tallied, it wasn't brought into that tally. So y'all approved the $40,000. I think it's in 4004.
In other words, it's not a new item.
Yeah, it just
was missed in the tally.
Capital outlay vehicles, $40,000 for maintenance.
Okay.
Previously approved, but omitted from, inadvertently omitted from the final.
Yep.
Right. When I went to balance after putting everything in, I was off $40,000, and then I had to go check all the ones I was off, and then I had to run check her formulas, and it was left out of the formula, out of the Sarah's formula. So generally I check a little sooner, but I wasn't able to get them all checked before they were approved.
And just, I still am unclear about which fund or line item you're
fund talking about. 1000 department 0108 county maintenance budget.
Okay. Got it.
And to Justice Pearson's point, which he asked earlier, you know, in passing the balanced budget, generally we account all these capital outlay items, we kind of mark that against our proposed carryover, our projected carryover, because they're one-time expenses.
Justice Yorgi, does that answer your question?
Yes, I found it. Thank you.
Very good. Any other questions?
If I may, just one quick follow-up question. Do you happen to know what the delta is on projected revenue versus what we have budgeted for just say, you know, County General?
Not in front of me, but I have it somewhere because I sat there and did the math on it and everything because that's what I was pretty hard on, that number. You know, But yeah, just I wasn't prepared for that.
I might follow up with Scott for that, then, or whoever I need to.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Great.
Seeing no further questions, roll call vote, please.
Yes, Your Honor. Allison.
Yes.
Coates.
Yes.
Kendricks.
Yes.
Knight.
Yes.
Lahosky.
Yes.
Lyon.
Yes.
Meeks.
Yes.
Pearson.
Yes.
Shaw.
Yes.
Strain.
Yes.
Tyler.
Yes.
Yorgi.
Yes.
All right, motion carries. 25-33 passes. Next, tab number 4. This will be proposed ordinance 25-34. That's also an appropriation.
Judge, motion for the passage of proposed ordinance 25-34.
Second. Motion and second. We have a reading, please.
Proposed ordinance 25-34, sponsored by the Budget and Finance Committee, be enacted by the Quorum Court, County of Faulkner, State of Arkansas, an ordinance to be entitled an appropriation ordinance to amend and supplement Faulkner County Ordinance 25-33, dated November 18, 2025, and to declare an emergency.
Thank you for that. Can we have a brief explanation, please?
Yeah. Thank you, Judge. Let's see. So, Justices, Section 3 is a big money amount. Basically, these are landline revenues that we get from PSAP 911 that we make a one-time payment to Conway for the consolidated PSAP. And then Section 55, Chief Woolley can, or Section 8, which is $55,000, Chief Woolley could probably speak to that. He did in committee. That was just some money they needed to move around there. But that's a brief explanation of the high dollar items.
Very good. Any questions? Justice Yorgi.
I have a question maybe for Ms. Darter, just about the account names and kind of how descriptive they are. It just seems interesting to me that comparing Section 2, where we're putting $200-some into a very specific line item code for AFLAC compared to $125,000 going into other miscellaneous, it just seems like the categories that we have in our budget don't fit very well.
They are set up by statute, and so it's Act 95 of a certain year. I can send it to you, but AFLAC is a reimbursement, and that's going into – that's why the reason why that one's a little more specific is it's a reimbursement into payroll coming out of a clearing account. And so they've reimbursed us for money, and then I've got to pay it back. So I've got to put it back in where I can pay it from. And so normally you don't see these line items in the budget. So it's very rare that I had to come and do them. But this one I got caught to – two people that AFLAC owed them some money back, and they sent the money to us. And so I'm putting it back into payroll where it come out of so we can pay it back to the employee.
So do we have any flexibility in terms of, adding more descriptive account codes, or do we follow exactly what is given to us?
No, we follow. I can add a few. I can add some, but the statute lays out what most of the codes are. There are some I can come and add, but most of these are general terms that's already in there. So it's just it's a bookkeeping thing that the auditor set up. Mm-hmm.
It just seems difficult when communicating with the public specifically, like how to explain $125,000 in other miscellaneous. You know, Justice Lahosky gave us a very reasonable explanation here, but
everything we pay doesn't fit neatly into a cycle, and this is one we discussed of setting up a special one for that one, but decided to go with other miscellaneous because it still fit there fine. I mean, we could set one up for that one. I actually could, but we chose not to.
Okay. Thank you.
Yeah, and really that speaks to uniformity across the state, every county. We've got 75 counties, and so there is the nomenclature, the naming convention for those. Sometimes, honestly, it's awkward. And some of them have to be general because they can't have a line item.
some of it is going to the city, straight to the consolidated, most recently, the recently consolidated 911 PSAP center. State mandate, you can tell us about that. And so we don't any longer operate that. It operates under the board. It uses the accounting of the city and the personnel manual and so forth. Money has to go somewhere. It's going through the city, and it's landline. That $125,000 landlines in the county, but not in the city of Conway.
And we need to forward that to the city of Conway, and so that's what that actual money there is for. So, but good questions. Any other questions? Just Lyon?
Actually, I think you just answered my question. But so this $125,000 is essentially a reoccurring money that were brought in from the 911 fees on landlines that then goes to the city of Conway because they run the PSAP. Is that correct?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
More or less.
Yes.
Okay. Okay. Thank you.
And I see Randy eagerly walking through. Hopefully, I did not mischaracterize that. Randy, correct me if I need you.
So, to Justice Jorgensen's part, this one actually is a little complicated, and Margaret and I sat in her office, I don't know, 15 minutes trying to find the right category, and there isn't one to pay the city of Conway. And so real briefly, I'll answer both the questions, but in our contract it says all with the city of Conway for 911, it says all monies generated from emergency telephone service charges, including cell phones and landline, and funds received or allocated by the Arkansas 911 board to the city of Conway and the county shall go to the center. So we have a contract that says all those monies go there. The cell phone money tax is what that is a product of the legislature. So when it came time to transfer the money away from the county to the city, it was a legislative change that they made that says once you implement your contract, that money can, instead of going through the county, can go directly to the city. Unfortunately, the landline part predates that by a couple of decades. And that particular law was a voter referendum, and it says the monies must go to the county. So the only way that we can have that money go directly to the city is literally a voter referendum to change it. So that was Scott on this when we first started looking at this, and his first question to me was, is this a one-time thing or is this an annual payment? I didn't know at that time until I did the research and found out we're not going to be able to transfer it, so it will be an annual payment. Because of that, Scott and I will be getting with Margaret so that by this time next year, hopefully we will have a line that says transfer the money to the 911 center or whatever it is the state will allow us to do. But this is the first time really for most of the 911 centers across the state that are doing this. They're all having to do the same thing. It's a miscellaneous account because we don't have one to send it to. Does that answer both questions?
Judge, if I may have a follow-up.
Sure.
I guess I just want to clarify, this is not money that we are having to encumber. It's money that we're receiving, and by statute, we have to, because we're not a PSAP anymore for the county, it has to go to the city of Conway because that's the consolidated. So we're not losing money. It's just sending money.
That's correct. Okay. It's a pass-through.
All right. Thank you.
Yeah. Sorry for the long explanation, Judge.
No. Very good. Very good. Any other questions? Roll call vote, please.
Yes, Your Honor. Allison.
Yes.
Coates.
Yes.
Kendricks.
Yes.
Knives.
Yes.
Lahosky.
Yes.
Lyon.
Yes.
Meeks.
Yes.
Pearson.
Yes.
Schott.
Yes.
Strain.
Yes.
Tyler.
Yes.
Yorgi.
Yes.
Okay, motion carries. 2534 passes. Next, we have tab number 5. This is proposed ordinance 25-35. And Justice Coates,
yes, Your Honor.
I believe you're sponsoring.
I'd like to make a motion to put proposed ordinance 25-35 on the table for discussion.
Second.
Motion second. We have a reading, please.
Proposed ordinance 25-35, sponsored by Justice Coates, be enacted by the Quorum Court, County of Faulkner, State of Arkansas, an ordinance to be entitled, an ordinance to repeal and replace Faulkner County Ordinance 77-23, dated June 7, 1977, and to establish the functional relationship of the Faulkner County Emergency Squad with the Faulkner County Office of Emergency Management.
Thank you for the reading. Justice Coates, would you like to give us a synopsis?
Yes, sir. So what this is I don't know if most of you understood that the way that the emergency squad has been set up in the past, it has been under the direction of their commander, but financially under the direction of the Sheriff's Department. If I'm explaining that correctly, it was a little confusing for all. And so when we started trying to figure out a little bit more efficient way to run everything, what they came up with was maybe moving that into under the direction of the OEM. And so kind of moving that their focus away from as much law enforcement, but moving them more into rescue, voluntary fire departments, that type of thing. So now that OEM Director Hillman would oversee the emergency squad financially and operationally, is my understanding. So I don't know if Administrator Higgins, if you can explain that a little bit better, or if there's any questions that he can answer.
Good job.
Recognized. Yes. Go ahead. Anything else?
I'll answer any questions if there are.
Chief Hillman, anything to add to that?
No, sir.
I should say OEM Director, former Chief Hillman. All right, any questions? Thank you for that explanation.
I have a question, Your Honor.
Yes. Justice Pearson. During
the discussion, which I wasn't able to listen to, was there any discussion or review as to the efficacy of the emergency squad and their stats and just recent activities or anything like that?
I don't know if you want me to answer that or Administrator Higgins. There were, I myself asked multiple questions, had pulled dispatch records, looked at several different things, and I think from the get-go, including last year, and then again this year, the relevancy became the utmost importance. If we're going to spend the money that is set through, you know, the voter referendum voluntary tax, it needs to be spent efficiently and effectively. And so I think that's where the change in direction needed to come was so because part of the law enforcement side of things, you know, the reserves had evolved, the emergency squad had evolved, our volunteer fire departments and our dive teams, everything has kind of caught up, if that makes sense, with some of the objectives that the emergency squad had. And so changing their direction under OEM is also going to change their relevancy. And so I think we're already seeing some of those changes hopefully coming to fruition pretty quickly.
And then I would just add, you know, the emergency squad are volunteers, and they're talented folks, and they're here of their own free will and time and effort and expertise, I will say. You know, they're trying to do great things. But over the years and really even decades, as I see the sheriff nodding, I think they really need some direction mission-wise to find the areas that our county has not served and to find niches between all those services, between law enforcement and other first responders. And we believe, I think collectively, if I'm able to say that, Justice Coates, that they can provide just as much value as they did initially when that whole concept came to being with that vote, that volunteer tax. But they just need some mission definition. And lots of conversations, you know, had between the squad and the sheriff's department, the judges, you know, of course, public safety, to try to help them find that direction. They really want to help, and we're going to help them find that way. I think it fits perfectly under OEM. Been 1,000 conversations had, and everyone seems to like that, including sheriffs. I don't want to speak for the sheriff's department, but I really think that this will help them provide much more value, and value per tax dollar spent, volunteer tax dollar allocated. And I think the early returns are already good, you know, with their efforts to improve. And so, yeah, I'm certainly an advocate of passage of this ordinance. I'd ask you to do that. Justice Strain?
Your Honor, if I may, I would continue yielding the floor just for one more follow-up question.
Sure.
Is that all right?
Yeah,
well, you get the floor.
Thank you. I'm generally in support of the ordinance, and I think the logic here is sound. I guess my question would be maybe for Councilor Murphy as to the funding mechanism for this source. It is a voluntary tax. Was it established by a voter referendum and can only be changed by one?
That's correct. It was established by a voter referendum and can only be changed by a voter referendum.
Okay. Thank you so much.
Justice Strain, recognized.
I just thought this might add a little context to it. Excuse me. I was working for the fire department in North Little Rock in 75 and 76, that area. And there was rioting going on in the city, and they deputized the county sheriff deputized all the firefighters in North Little Rock, and I think in Little Rock too, because of the rioting, and that's, I think, how that got started. And that's a little different situation, but I just thought the history might be interesting with this ordinance. So thank you.
Thank you. Any questions or comments further? Is this roll call?
No, that was first reading.
First reading, okay, no emergency clause. All right.
Judge, if I may, one of the things that we had also discussed was that this ordinance does not have an emergency clause, but I would like to make a motion to waive the second and third reading. If I have to do that, make two separate motions, I can do that, so that this can become effective January 1st of this year.
Second.
Instead of putting it off into February.
Okay, motion second to suspend the rules. Is that characterized?
Motion to suspend the rules for the reading of the second. Have a discussion and then vote on that, and then if she wants to make another separate motion for the waiving of the third reading.
Okay, so we have a motion and second on that. Any discussion?
Your Honor, I guess I'll just ask why the rush.
Not necessarily a rush, but with the way that the budget is set up, we would like for OEM to start January 1st so that their oversight and their budget correlate, if that makes sense.
Fair enough.
So the Sheriff's Department wouldn't be over the first couple of months, and then it would switch to OEM. OEM would be in charge of it.
I mean, I think that all makes sense. I just, you know, if somebody was putting their thoughts together on the issue, wanted to contact somebody, have a concern about it, thought they might have a little bit more time. I don't know if this is that confrontational of an issue, but I just wonder, you know, does it hurt to let it go a little bit longer just in case? But if you don't think there would be much pushback on the issue or any opinion, you know, I'd take your opinion.
I personally have not gotten any pushback on it. I've spoken with the Sheriff's Department as well as the emergency squad and OEM. They all seem to be on board along with the judge and Administrator Higgins. I have not gotten any phone calls, emails, you know, anything like that at all. We discussed it in depth through the budgeting process, as well as, you know, over the last few weeks. We knew that there were some changes that had to be made, or we were, in particular, was willing to move forward with changing the voluntary tax. And so we needed to make some changes and pretty quickly to be most efficient with our tax dollars.
I do recall this being brought up before, and I appreciate that. And thank you for sharing the additional insights. I'll yield.
Anyone else have anything to add? All in favor indicate so by saying aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Okay, that passes. Next, we come to appointments. We've got a
judge, if you don't mind, if I can make a motion
actually,
to waive.
Your motion passed.
Yes.
Thank you.
And if I can make another motion to waive the third reading of Ordinance 2535.
Second.
Motion and second. Any discussion on waiving the third reading? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Final motion.
I'd like to make a motion to vote on proposed ordinance 2535.
Second.
Motion and second. Any discussion? Roll call vote.
Allison.
Yes.
Coates.
Yes.
Kendricks.
Yes.
Knight.
Yes.
Lahosky.
Yes.
Lyon.
Yes.
Meeks.
Yes.
Pearson.
Yes.
Schock.
Yes.
Strain.
Yes.
Tyler.
Yes.
I'm off one. Jorgie.
Yes.
Did I get everybody?
I got 12.
Okay. So.
I got off a line, sorry.
Well, we made our way through that. Thank you, Justice Coates, for...
If I may make one other point, especially sure. for Justice Pearson, one of the things that we did change in the ordinance was that the emergency squad may have the opportunity to represent themselves before the court, and so we are expecting them to continue to have an open dialect and communication between the emergency squad and the court, as well as they have agreed to... turn in a, if not monthly, but quarterly report of their missions and the things that they're doing, just like the Sheriff's Department or, you know, whatever else, just so we can get an idea of their, keep a little bit better eye on what's going on day to day.
Very good. Thank you, Justice Coates. Now moving right along, appointments. We do have two. There's a library board appointment that I have made. His name is Ansel Lee, former Justice of the Peace here in Faulkner County. Many of you know him, but I need your affirmation of that appointment as usual, and so I would ask for your affirmation of that.
Motion to approve Ansel Lee's appointment to the Library Board.
Second.
Motion and second. Any discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Okay. Congratulations to Mr. Lee if he's watching. Next, we have a Public Facilities Board reappointment, and here today we've got Brett McDaniel with Conway Corp. Certainly appreciate you appearing here today. Thank you for your services. Appreciate what you do with Conway Corp and certainly on the Public Facilities Board. And Brett is my selection for reappointment to that board, and I would ask for affirmation of that appointment.
Motion to approve Brett McDaniel to the Public Facilities Board.
Second.
Motion second. Any discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Congratulations, Brett. Thank you again for your willingness to serve. It's harder and harder to find folks who are willing to serve than a myriad of boards out there, so thank you, Brett. And I'll give you an opportunity since you're here if you'd like to address the court.
Oh, no, sir. I just want to say thank you. I appreciate the opportunity. It's a great group. A couple good engineers on there, and... proud to serve.
Thank you. Thank you, Brett.
Thank you.
Next, we have announcements, and I'm not aware of any. I will say that Extension Agent Mary Beth Gross had planned to be here, but she's got some children sick at home and unable to make it. Any other announcements?
Can I just remind everybody to file their annual campaign contribution report that's due December the 31st? And if you haven't gotten your signature card into the Secretary of State's office, you need to do that. I sent y'all all the information at least 10 days ago, about 10 days ago. I can send it again if you need it.
And for the benefit of the public, anyone planning to file, they've got to do that. I'm no expert, and I'm not going to pretend to tell you how to do that, but you do have to get that registration card, which means download, print, mail into them. They will email you back an acknowledgement that you have been registered, and then you can file your reports. So, anyway, you've got to download, fill it out, print to get registered. You have to mail that to the Secretary of State, and the address is on the form and all of that. But then they'll send you an email back that tells you, by the way, for those of you who are currently in office, do not use your county email. So, if you have any questions, I probably cannot help you with that. And my thoughts are with the Secretary of State's office. I'm not sure they would have signed up for such an enormous undertaking. I can't imagine statewide going to that in all the offices. And I wish them luck, and I thank them for their efforts. Any other announcements? Any other announcements? All right, I'll entertain a motion to adjourn.